change, our blanket primary. We'll get to that conversation. Also coming up at 8:30, an interesting group of computer enthusiasts in our area that basically bring their computers together in a big location, hook them all up, and have fun all weekend long. And what's the name of the group, Steve?
It's the PCGS Personal Computer Gaming Society. And apparently it's a national organization, have their own website, as a matter of fact. And we'll be talking to one of the organizers of the local group and what they're all about.
All right. Also a check from U.S. Bancorp, Piper Jaffray, Charles. 8:35 on the KPQ Morning Update, and get to sit in Eric's saddle here and call up the website, PCGS.org. Which is an interesting group that's headquartered right here in Wenatchee. We have David Shaw, who joins us as a part of the group. And you guys survived another meltdown. I see it says right here on the website.
Yes,
Dave, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you asking me to be here. Yeah, we survived it. Some of us are surviving it a little bit better than others. Some of our members over 30 are still doing a little recuperating. But
what is your group, PCGS?
We're basically a group of network gaming enthusiasts. We like to get together once a month and everyone drag their computer down to a venue and set up, and we play network computer games.
Now, what does PCGS stand for?
PCGS stands for PC Gamer Society, or Personal Computer Gaming Society. And it's pretty big emphasis on the society part. We're just kind of a community of, friends or
nerds.
Well, okay. I guess we can go.
I mean that in a positive way.
Yeah, it's.
I think that's become an affectionate term now.
Yeah. Okay, well, I know we're nerds then.
At least
definitely
I like
nerds.
To think so.
Yeah.
Of course, we were going to lovingly pose this question. Isn't this just a cover for your hacking activities?
Shh.
But Dave is very legitimate. Dave is. As you explained, you're one of the computer specialists for the Chelan County PUD.
That's
so
correct. Yes, I am.
If you're conjuring up an image of a bunch of hackers in some dark room somewhere creating viruses, that's not what the group's all about.
No, not at all. Not at all. We've got members that work for Intel, the PUD, the Wenatchee Wastewater. I probably said that wrong, but we've got a lot of members around all over Wenatchee and around the surrounding area.
Maybe you can give a little insight for some of our listeners who likely would be parents who have kids that like to do this and are doing this from home. They might be playing some of the very recognizable games, but you can online play against somebody else who's not there, and kind of give a little basics in what's going on when you play a typical game that you could play at home on your own computer, but you're just playing it in a cyber atmosphere.
Right. One of the best things about being in a LAN group or a local area network group such as PCGS is the opportunity to actually get together physically and socially and see the opponent that you're playing with or against. We have, there's a couple different modes of play. And it's just nice to network, not only in the literal sense of computer networking, but networking in the community. We've had people, myself included, that I wouldn't be working where I am now if it wasn't for the club. As far as parents go, we have members that range in age from about 8 years old up to 55. And we do encourage parent participation with PCGS. We like to have the parents come down and meet with us, because there's sometimes with some parents there's some concern about the types of games that are out there, and that's a legitimate concern. But as far as the difference between playing on the internet and playing in a LAN, when you're playing online, you've got what's called latency, and it's just not the same gaming experience when you've got a 200 millisecond delay and a 10 millisecond delay on a LAN. It's just it's a completely different world.
You get together, you had what was called the meltdown, and maybe we should start there. It was your second annual meltdown, and this was like a marathon event. Tell us a little bit about that.
The meltdown happens on President's Day weekend every year, and we get together and set up, and we play nonstop for 48 hours. We supply beverages, soda, food. We have usually at the venue they provide food. We buy the food there, and depending upon how old we feel, we'll try to stay up the whole 48 hours. We've got some kids that did actually make it full 48 hours, no sleep at all. We've had a couple of people fall asleep at their keyboard, but it's kind of like the 48-hour dancing that they used to have way back when. But this is with computer games, so it's fun.
And you bring your own computers,
yes,
I understand.
Yes, do bring your own computers. We've got some tips on how to travel with your computer if you're coming from out of state. But yeah, it's a blast. It really is.
Now there are regular meetings, little get-togethers. Not quite that extensive an outing, though. Correct.
That's correct. Yeah, on our regular monthly meetings, it's the third Saturday of every month, and we get together at the Chelan County PUD Auditorium. They're gracious enough to let us use their facility, and it starts at 9 a.m. and ends at midnight. Sometimes it goes beyond midnight, depending upon how tired we're feeling. But that happens the third Saturday of every month.
A question I would have for you, Dave, is what is your preference in games? What is your favorite game?
I've probably flight simulation. I play a lot of Jane's FA-18, and I can be a fighter pilot and still get up to get a hot dog or something in the middle of a flight, and that's kind of fun. I like strategy games. I like games where there's teamwork involved. That's the big push at PCGS is teamwork, working as a team, and every game includes a little bit of role playing that you have to kind of get into what you're playing to make it really fun, and it's the team. That teamwork aspect is the best part.
I think one of the slams against computer games, at least from a parent's perspective, is that really it takes kids out of a social atmosphere. Where they're stuck behind a screen all day long and playing against some unknown person out there, and it's just an antisocial behavior. I think that the scare is, and I guess that you would counter that.
Everything when you talk about games in this type of situation, you always have to include context. And you could say that playing chess is antisocial. You're staring at an opponent as opposed to the opponent on a computer screen, and you're playing a game all day. I think PCGS is probably one of the most social groups I've ever been a part of. And we get together every week on Thursday and play online. We get together online and play, and it's still social. Depends on how fast you can type. But, I would tend to disagree that it's antisocial. Like a good book, a lot of these games have an incredible storyline. Great acting, voice acting. I equate it, honestly, to modern-day old-time radio.
Interesting. How large an organization is it?
We have about 35 local members, 15 non-local members, and then we have about 20 members that are outside the Pacific Northwest, from Canada all the way over to Missouri.
How did it get started?
Michael Madsen started it with a company called DataVision, which later became Northwest Internet, who actually hosts our website. Back in 1997, I joined after I saw some of the folks from DataVision down at the home show in 1998, I believe. And I've just hooked ever since.
Well, you have a website, pcgs.org. I'm seeing on here, you've got Miracle Happy Pants. What's that all about? Is that a trademark brand of something?
Actually, I had these pants on at work, and in my pockets I found something that I had lost like 2 months before. And about 3 hours later, I found something else, like a coin or a token that I'd lost again a month later. And my friend, Lauren Connor, he said, "You've got Miracle Happy Pants." And if you refresh the site there, we've got some random quotes on that site. And I'm going to catch all sorts of heck for having that particular quote be up during the interview.
Let's talk about, if you need to be a little bit critical, I'm sure some of your fellow group members have heard all these basic kinds of criticisms that we hear floating around the media. Mm-hmm. That some of these games, these role-playing games that are rather dark and sinister, and as is often the case when you don't have familiarity or understand something, you fear the worst. As a parent, are there certain kinds of games out there that you as a part of this group would say, I'd like to see a youngster be at least this age to play maybe a certain type of game? Maybe
absolutely.
Some of the names. Because I'm sure you guys are, feel kind of a responsibility about that as
well.
Yeah,
we do. And that's why we like to meet with parents. Everything, no rating system in the world comes close to good parenting. Also, when you talk about violence in video games, which is what we're talking about, you really can't have this discussion unless you establish context. And I think there's a difference between animated violence, or quote violence, and wanton and gratuitous violence. I see violence in basketball, NASCAR lately, unfortunately.
Hockey
especially. The XFL, we don't even come close to anything like that. And it's all context. I mean, there's fighting aliens that are invading the planet, and there's going out and robbing someone and practicing violence that way. And there's not a game that exists that does that. So.
As I look at the website, it looks like the group has got some even sponsorship locally from some businesses and organizations as well. And
we're really fortunate about that. We had a sponsorship from Northwest Internet, Northwest Telephone, Computer Park Cafe, Wenatchee Waste Management. Am I saying that right?
Waste Management of Washington, yeah,
yep,
and the Wenatchee.
We did that. Staples. Let's see. I hope I'm not forgetting anyone. I'm sure I am. But it is on our website. We really like to acknowledge the sponsors because they really help make it happen, especially since we're a nonprofit group.
I see some fun names. I've clicked on our members.
Yes.
Which one's your name?
I'm Tolan. I'm down at the bottom.
You're down at the bottom there.
And we all have pseudonames or nicknames just because they're usually easier to say and they kind of allow us to role play, if you were.
Sure.
Sometimes David. We got five Davids in our group. You know, it's like David and five people go, yeah. But it's fun to have a nickname. It kind of comes from like the Top Gun era, I guess. You know,
sure.
You've got Maverick and all those folks.
Well, they've got you down here as a vice president and handling the public relations. And,
yeah, that's correct.
I've been doing a good job of this.
Thank you.
Are you interested in more members?
Yes, we are. We're always interested in more members. There's a limitation that we have, obviously, with space, when space is involved. But at this time, we encourage new membership.
There is a cost attached.
There is a cost attached. There's a one-time fee of $35, and that's just once. They never have to pay again. And then each meeting is $5. It's a $5 network per network connection, mm-hmm. and that helps us keep our cables new, our power strips, new power strips coming in. It helps pay for our gaming server that we're still paying on. But you know, $5 for 12 hours or over 12 hours of gaming, it beats a movie.
There you go.
The way you describe the organization and the gaming, it sounds like a very positive thing that's been added to the recreational structure of our area.
We like to think so, yeah.
And
it's interesting.
I guess, so why President's Day?
There is a reason for this, and I honestly don't know why. I think it has to do with just the time of the year, and when someone had it was the first weekend that was available that everyone had off work, that we wanted to organize something pretty big. And again, there's probably another reason that I'm forgetting. I'll have to ask Michael.
You got a day off to sleep it off, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Recovery.
Some of us did. Yeah, some of us did.
Well, Dave, thanks for joining us today. It's PCGS. The meetings are at the Chelan County PUD Auditorium. And again, what's
third Saturday of every month.
Third
generally.
Saturday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you need to come with a certain amount of hardware and capability. If someone is interested in joining, how fast a computer do they need? How late of state-of-the-art technology do they need?
We have a baseline of a Pentium 333 or Pentium 400 with about 128 megabytes of RAM, a 3D accelerated video card like an NVIDIA chipset video card, and a network interface card or a NIC card.
And then you're ready to go.
Pretty much ready to go.
There you go. And, of course, then you can see all the things that everyone else has that you want to upgrade to. So
there's a lot of Joneses to keep up with.
I'll bet.
That's true.
Is there a phone number people can call?
They can give me a call. They can call me at home. My number is 663-7375. It's better to email me, and my email address is Tolwyn, T-O-L-W-Y-N, at Tolwyn.com.
That's how I contacted him, and got that response really quickly. And certainly to learn more, you can log on at pcgs.org.
There you go. Well, thanks for joining us today, Dave.
Thank you for having me.
David Shaw with PCGS, and they had fun with their meltdown and already resting up for next year's event. Thanks a bunch. KPK News Time, 8:47. We're going to check in with Sean Ballard.